Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And you know what we do? We talk about hypnosis, etc. Mostly we talk about hypnosis, but once in a while we get into the etc. Let me tell you what this is. I wonder how many episodes this is. It's got to be like 222, 23, 24, something like that. And we have Meredith Locker with us once again as my co-host. And as you know, we switch back and forth between Meredith Locker and L. Ron Ferguson. And it's always fun to have L. Ron, and it's always especially fun to have Meredith. Meredith has a practice in Los Angeles. And let me tell you what, she's a true one percenter. As you listen to her, you'll know that she really knows what she's talking about. She's writing a book. Maybe she'll mention a little bit about that. She hasn't in a while. And tell us a little bit what that's about and stuff. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. It's good to be here. I love
it's good
it.
To
I
be
want to
here
tell you guys
too.
Who Cal is. I just cut him off because, you know what? I can. But he's the reason why we do these podcasts weekly. He brings so much free educational information into the hypnosis community. He is just a huge proponent for professionalism and ethics and education in hypnosis and creating a community and in legitimizing the field of hypnosis, bringing it into the mainstream where it really belongs. He is the person who has created 5-Path that I use with every single client. He brought to us 7th Path self-hypnosis that I teach to most of my clients. And he's written many books, so many articles, way too many to list. He brought us the newly developed time tunnel technique, which we're going to get more into today. And, you know, he's just a really impressive man. That's Cal.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with myself. I'm glad that you've fallen under my spell.
You are so hypnotic, Cal.
That's right. Hey, so let's get right into it.
Yes.
What you got for me today?
Well, today we're going to get into the time tunnel technique, which we already covered somewhat in episodes 164 to 160. Oh, wait. That was a different thing. We covered the time tunnel 211, 212, and 213. And we're going to be getting into age progression with time tunnel, which we covered age progression in 164 through 166. So you can reference those to understand more details about age progression.
Okay, let me interrupt you a little bit. Not that I, you know, would ever interrupt you, but you interrupted me. So it's time. It is the time tunneling technique, and not the time tunnel technique. Time tunneling.
Thank you. Thank you so
and,
much.
And you know, I there used to be this show on TV back like in the 60s called The Time Tunnel, and I don't know. I don't want people to get confused, like act like they actually could, right? But so we're calling it the time tunneling technique because we're tunneling back in time or forward in time, which we're going to get into today. Please, onward.
Yes, ing is important. So don't forget it's the time tunneling technique. I have made a mental note and we're now clear.
Ing, ing, ing,
ing.
Okay.
Yes, there's a whole company called Ing, isn't there? It's important. so yes, it's really a fantastic technique. We've had all kinds of people commenting. I want to thank, you know, Steve Rowe. He's always a consistent watcher and commenter and brings so many interesting insights in his comments. Thank you so much, Steve, for continuing to follow. And Lydia and Deb Yaffe and Isaac Weiss. And, you know, we've had so many other people, Joe and Tom and Adriana, and so many great people following and learning and applying the time tunneling technique. And I know I've been using it in my practice to great success and results, speeding things up much more so for me. And so let's get into it a little bit deeper. Sound good, Cal?
The time tunneling technique. Be a one percenter and do the time tunneling technique. Okay, go ahead.
So,
I'm hypnotizing people here. I've got some nice graphics of like spirals and stuff, and oh, this has got to really drive people crazy. Look at that. The time tunneling technique. I'm holding them up and doing hypnotic spirals and stuff. Okay.
Good. It's working, isn't it? And you do feel good, don't you?
That's right. I got one more spiral here. Wait. Time tunneling technique. Time, but we're not going to go into the past. We're going to talk about how to go into the probable future.
Probably.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. But actually, first, we did have a question from somebody who wanted a little bit more clarification. When using the time tunneling technique to go into the past to do regression work, what do you do exactly when you get to the point where the person says that it's new? Now, she was particularly asking about a person who is 14 saying that it's new, which might lend a different answer than if someone is below the age of 3 and says it's new, Cal.
Okay, when doing the time tunneling technique, we're still looking for the ISC if we're working in a normal, quote, clinical situation where we're trying to find the cause of the problem. And so we got to find the ISC. So we're taking them back and they're following the This is a kind of a little brief thing. When we do the time tunneling technique, we have them locate where the emotion is in the body. And why the time tunneling technique, I think, is more reliable than regular affect bridge or pinpoint or whatever they call it approach is that what we do is we find the location where the symptom or the emotion is held in the body, and then we have them mentally go into that spot. And so there is this symptom mental connection or emotional mental connection the entire way as they go back, and they follow it back to the end of the tunnel, and we say where that tunnel ends is where that feeling began. But it's possible that when we get there, we'll ask them the same fantastic five questions. You know, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? And is that feeling familiar or new? And they might say, it is new. But you know what? We have to check that, because a lot of times they'll say it's new when it's not new. And so we will just do a little same kind of thing we would do in the affect bridge. And that is, in a moment, I'm going to touch you on the head 3 times. And if you don't use touch, it's okay. You can say, I'm going to do something. It could be any kind of signal. And as long as you don't say go back, because we don't want to tell somebody to go back when they've said that the feeling is new, because we have no evidence that the problem existed before this time when they're saying it's new. So we could do the affect bridge type approach where we say I touch you on the head 3 times, and you'll be at the very first time you had this feeling. So that's how we can continue to time tunnel back. But we could also use the time tunnel approach, and we'll say, good, in a moment, I'm going to have you go through that tunnel once again, and you will be at the very first time you felt this way. And so now, where that tunnel ends is where this feeling began, and just have them go through the tunnel again. But you got to be careful not to use the word back, because if you use the word back, go back through the tunnel, then it implies that they should go back to an earlier time. But if you say, now we're going to go through the tunnel again, and I want you to go to the very first time you felt this way. So we're not using the word back. So there's 2 ways. You can either use the more affect bridge type approach that the 5-pathers use, or we can just have them once again go through the tunnel one more time, once again going to the very first time, stressing that very first time you felt this way. Don't use the word back, because that implies that they have to go further back in time. And you can't do that when they say that the feeling is new. Is that clear, Meredith?
That's perfectly clear. Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
And certainly, if any of you are not clear, please do send your questions to me, because we're happy to bring clarity. The whole reason we do this is to bring clarity and to teach these techniques and to help you all to understand them fully. So if it's not perfectly clear to any of you, do send your questions to me or post them down below on calbanion.com. So good. Unless you have anything else to say about that, Cal, can we get into using the time tunneling technique for age progression?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Cal had mentioned in a comment below on calbanion.com that he, you know, would have liked to have gotten into how he uses it to go forward in time. And I thought, well, great. It's not so far away since when we covered the time tunneling technique to do it for regression. So let's go ahead and talk about how we can use it for age progression. I know that you happen to use age progression as a double check and an opportunity to see whether the work that you have done is taking hold for the client. And so when using the time tunneling technique, why would you not use it again then to do age progression, to do the double check in using that technique? So let's talk about how you would use it and how that would be different than more traditional age progression.
Okay. So, first of all, I want to say to all you age regression hypnotists out there that use age regression, you know what? If you are not doing age progression, going into the probable future, you are missing out on a huge and valuable tool. A couple things. One, you get to check as you take them into the probable future. Let's say someone was afraid of spiders, and then you could take them into the future after you've done the age regression work and you've neutralized the ISC them and taken them through the SSEs, and the ISC is the initial sensitizing event and the SSEs are the subsequent sensitizing events. We can take them to what? The FRA. Do you remember what FRA is?
FRA is the future reinforcing event.
You're so awesome. That's good. So future reinforcing event. So what does that mean? Future is we have them go to the future where they can experience the change that they have experienced in the past, taking that change into these future events. Now, these future events already exist in the client's mind. Now, they're not real, but they are what they anticipate. And it is the anticipated negative experience that drove them to see you. That's already in their mind. They're already thinking, gosh, I don't want to embarrass myself by being afraid of spiders. And they've already run the negative scenarios in their head, like going camping and becoming afraid of the spider, or cleaning out the closet and seeing the spider. And so they're already there. So we're going to go to those events, future events, and reinforce the positive change that you've made. So hugely important. Now, with regular age regression, before time tunneling technique, we just say, okay, now we've done all the age regression stuff, and we say, okay, now we're going to go into the future, your probable future, where you can experience, and I call this pre-vivification, to pre-live the experience of success. You see, before that, they've been running the negative expectations in their mind. Okay, so what we're going to do in the time tunneling technique is we have, once again, we've gone, used the time tunneling technique to go into the past, to find the ISC, initial sensitizing event, and the SSEs, and we have cleared all that stuff up. Now the person is no longer afraid of spiders, or no longer craving cigarettes, or no longer hesitating before they hit that baseball or whatever it is they came to see you about. And now they have a good feeling inside, or at least a neutral feeling. And when you do age regression, there's two main approaches. One is just to neutralize the negative, and the other is to go beyond neutralizing the negative and finding the positive. If they were fearful, make them feel safe and secure. If they felt if they believed they were not lovable, then we make them feel loved to whatever degree is possible within that age regression experience. Okay, we will find the benefits of having gone through those negative experiences in the past and to find the good in it. And when they find the good in it, they have this good feeling. So now we're going to use that feeling of safety or security or the joy of having had whatever the benefit is, and we follow that feeling into the future. So what we're going to say is now, in a moment, you're going to once again, but instead of focusing on the negative feeling, you're going to focus on that new positive feeling inside of you. This new feeling of feeling safe and secure around spiders. This new feeling of being confident in every situation. This new feeling of whatever it is that you got in them in the age regression. And I want you to follow it into the future where you can use this new feeling inside, this new confidence inside, to your benefit. So now just move into that feeling. It is a tunnel to your future. where you can experience the positive benefit of the work we did today. So now move into that tunnel. Moving into the future, where that tunnel ends is where that positive experience occurs. When you get there, let me know if it's daytime or nighttime. And there we are. They say that it's daytime or nighttime. You ask them if it's indoors or outdoors. Ask them if they're alone or with someone. You find out what's happening and what they're thinking and what they're feeling. And what happens is scientific evidence has shown that any vividly imagined experience is accepted as true by the subconscious mind. So obviously, any vividly hallucinated experience is even more powerful than a vividly imagined experience. And age progression in somnambulism is a hallucination. So it's even more powerful than is just imagination. And so we can take them to various events in their probable future, those same events that they expected to encounter in their future, but with this change inside of them. Because this is the big difference with time tunneling age progression, is we take them mentally into the positive feeling inside, that confidence or whatever it is, and tunnel into the past, into the future, into the event that is most meaningful to indicating that they have success. So two possibilities can happen as you go into the future. One, you reinforce the positive change, creating an expectation of success in the future, and people tend to experience what they expect to experience. Or, and just as importantly, if they go into the future and they find that they haven't it completely brought with them the change that you thought they had experienced, then you've done a wonderful check and you've discovered that the age regression work that you have done has not complete. For example, if you take them into the future feeling confident around the spider or speaking in public, and you get there and you say, what's happening? And then you ask them, how are you feeling? And you find out that either the emotion that you thought you had changed was not completely changed, or if there's another emotion that is blocking their success, then you can time tunnel back on that emotion and catch the ISC when other hypnotists would have failed. So hurrah for the time tunneling technique, whether you're going into the past or into the future. How's that, Meredith? Is that what you were looking for?
That is so great. And I think all of you out there can attest that not only is this such an amazing tool, but so simple to facilitate as, you know, the hypnotherapist, so beneficial on many layers and benefits you technically to know that you've done the right job, that you've gotten it all done, because there are multiple emotions oftentimes tied with certain fears or certain issues. And so this will help you to identify if there was a strand that you did not catch. So Cal, if that happens and you get into the future and you find that they still do have some emotion, a negative emotion, a feeling inside they don't like, associated with the spider, for that, using that example, what would you then do exactly?
You know, I would exactly continue the age regression work. I say, okay, where is that feeling in your body? And now mentally go into it just like you did before and follow it back to the beginning. Where that tunnel ends is where that feeling began. And we would then be back into doing the age regression work. And we will either find that we're at an event that was not previously uncovered, or we will be at an event that we had previously uncovered, but the work was not done completely. There's still some feeling there, and then I would have a grown-up aspect tell that child whatever he or she needs to hear to finally overcome the last remnants of this problem. Then, of course, we would do that by going before the event and just good age regression type process, and then run them through that event again to make sure that it is cleared up. Also, this would be a possibility when we do age progression to uncover the possibility of some secondary gain issues. Also, if we take them into the future, we might find that, like I said, there could be another emotion that we weren't aware of, and it might be fear of not being able to fulfill one's needs, wants, and desires now that they no longer have this that old problem. And we've talked a little bit about I think we have about secondary gain in past podcasts.
Yes, and we cover that in phase 5 of the 5-path process, where we get into parts mediation therapy. So you can certainly find other podcasts where we have gotten into how to do that in the past. So once you have, so now you've gone from the initial initial sensitizing event, and then you've gone into the future and you've done a double check and you found that the issue is still there, then you time tunneling technique it back again and you find another ISE and do the work to resolve it there through informed child technique. And then you would again, I'm assuming, and I want to verify that this is correct, you would again go into the future to make sure that now the work has been done, correct?
Correct. I'm a big proponent of really checking your work. And there's so many, the latest rage is this one session age regression type work, Well, we just bring up the feeling, we follow it back, we neutralize it, and that's it. Well, if you are, I'm not convinced that that approach has adequate checking. When you do consecutive sessions, like you do age regression, then you move on to the forgiveness work, and then you move into, if necessary, the phase 3, 4, and 5 of 5-path, which is a forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self, and then parts mediation work. It gives you the ability to check that you've done the work of age regression. And certainly doing age progression work gives you the opportunity to check. I fear that there might be some hypnotists out there that are doing age regression work as a one-hit wonder kind of thing. And they say, well, I know it works. Well, how do you know it works? Well, my clients didn't call me back to ask for more sessions. Well, that might be because it worked, or it might be because it didn't work. And because you didn't set the mental expectation that you're going to do more than one session, they figure you've done everything you can do and you failed. And so now they're going to go on and try to find some other kind of help, some other way.
Good. So I have a couple more questions, but we're at 22 minutes. Do we want to push those to the next podcast, or do you want to get into them
now? Are they related to time tunnel?
They sure are.
Oh, they are. Well, let's see. Fire one at me, and we'll see if we have time to...
Okay. So I know that in the past, when talking about age progression, you've talked about going to more than just one future reinforcing event, going to several. So you've already explained how to get to the first future reinforcing event. How would you go from there if you do find that... You have been successful because they are being able to experience the spider without fear. How would you use the time tunnel to then go to even another event and so on?
Yes, that's very easy to answer. I typically go to 2 or 3 events. And so I say, good, how are you feeling inside? Now we've gone to the first one, right? And you're asking me how to get to the second or third one. And I say, oh, I'm feeling very good inside. I go, good. Focus on that feeling. And now mentally go into that emotion and move forward in time once again to another event where you would benefit from having this positive feeling inside, this completely changed way of dealing with fill in the blank. Could be the spider or public speaking. I'd say, how do you feel about public speaking now? Oh, I feel very confident. Good. Where's that feeling in your body? Oh, it's like everywhere. Good. Just imagine once again that is a tunnel. This time, once again, the tunnel goes into the future. Follow that good feeling forward, where once again you can experience the confidence of speaking in public. And so now just move through that tunnel. Where that tunnel ends is where you have that positive event. And begin with telling me daytime or nighttime. And we could then repeat that again. I like to go to 2 or 3 positive events in the future. It doesn't take that long. You really could go through that whole taking them through the tunnel, having them have the positive experience in just a couple minutes. And so, in 5 to 6 minutes, you could go through 3 events.
And I have one more question, and we'll see if you want to answer this now or put it to the next podcast. So obviously we all deal with time, and sometimes you might get to the ISE and you may have done the work there, and you know, you don't have time to get to the future reinforcing event. So what if you have to wrap it up after the informed child technique before going into the future reinforcing event? How would you get them there in the next session?
In the next session, I would just, once again, we take them into somnambulism, and then I would just say, I want you to focus on that good feeling inside that we created last time we were together. And when you feel that good feeling of confidence in public speaking, or that good feeling, once again, just nod your head. Good. Now focus on that feeling. It is a tunnel to the future. We're going to move into the future and let you experience this positive feeling in two or three situations where you are public speaking, and you can get to experience this feeling of success in these future things. So now just move into that tunnel, move through that tunnel into the future, and when you get to the end of that tunnel, just let me know by saying daytime or nighttime.
Great. And just to be clear for the viewers, you have, in doing the time tunneling technique to go in the age regression, and you've worked at the ISE, have you gone back through the subsequent sensitizing events before you went into the future, or are you now jumping from the initial sensitizing event right into the future reinforcing event?
You know, when I do the... Let's for a second, when we are doing the regression, we are doing the time tunneling technique, and we do the time tunneling technique rather than regular affect bridge age regression, because it increases the reliability for all the reasons we've talked about, particularly the mental symptom connection or the mental emotional connection that is consistent in the regression. Now, when you are moving forward from the ISE, we do not have to time tunnel that. We can just say, in a moment, count from 1 to 3, when I get to 3, and then you'll be at that time when you were 15, and we can start moving then forward from the ISE. So we don't have to time tunnel forward from the ISE through the SSEs, you see, because we don't, those once they are uncovered, the SSEs, are date-time events. And we don't need the emotion to get to them. Now we can just describe them. So we do time tunneling going back in time. But once we've identified the SSEs and the ISE, we don't need to time tunnel back up through from the ISE to the SSEs. We can just say in a moment count for 1 to 3 and you go there. For example, if my client's 40 and one SSE was at 20, another SSE was at 15, another SSE was at 10, and then the ISE was at 5. And we time tunneled back there, but then when we go through them to visit the SSEs, it's not required to time tunnel. Say in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 3, and now we're going to bring all these positive changes forward from 5 until you'll be 10 years old. Boom. And then we run through that SSE checking and reinforcing. And then we say, okay, I'll count from 1 to 3. And we will go to the time when you were 15 with all these positive changes. Da, 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 and we could do that. So we do not need to time tunnel forward from the ISE to SSEs. Why? Because they've already been uncovered. We have a date and time. And we have a way to describe them. But when we move forward in time to the future events, the FRUs, the future reinforcing events, we time tunnel those because we don't know what they are. They're connected by the mental emotional connection that already exists in the mind because of they've been running them negatively before they came to see you. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
All right, we're almost half hour. Wrap it up.
We are. It's time to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much. Please do send your questions and comments to me directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, or post them below on calbanion.com, or join our HypnoSpace and post them on the Ask Cal group. We really want to hear from you. We appreciate every single one of you that takes the time to write and to send in your questions. This is Meredith Blocker, and I am signing off.
All right, Cal Banion here. I'm so honored to have you guys here watching these videos. Please tell your hypno friends and hypno colleagues about this. Let's get this hypnosis podcast around the world 10 times. All right, that's it. Cal Banion. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.